Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I know I've only been married for like a couple months now, but I think last night may have been the start of the end of my marriage.
How fun.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, this is Tim and Jess. Obviously, just some personal stuff going on for one of the announcers here, so we'll just address that.
I got a message from my husband this morning when I woke up, and it was from 11:07 p.m. last night. Right. It was just a voice memo.
Okay.
Right? And I was like, what is this about? He was still asleep. And so I hit play, and this is all I received. Okay. No text message, nothing. It was just this piece of audio. That's me. Last night.
Jess, no.
At 11 o'clock.
That is, that's a bear.
Right?
That's a brown bear.
And so I was like, oh my God.
Jess,
what
else? Like, why are you you're like harmonizing with yourself there in the snore.
Tim, that wasn't the only audio message he sent. Then he sent through this one straight after it. Obviously, he couldn't sleep. Can't imagine why.
Why is there two?
I don't know.
I've never seen anything or heard anything
like
this.
Me either. And I said, how long has this been happening? He was like, you do this every night.
What is inside your brain?
It gets worse, Tim. There was a third message. Three separate voice memos. Isn't this horrific? Is there something wrong with me?
I have to turn it down. It's too loud to speak over. If you're a ear, nose, and throat specialist, 522-322-955, give us a call.
This could be the end of my marriage. Imagine sleeping next to that every night. Here I am thinking I'm going to sleep, looking so dainty and oh so peaceful and restful, and that is sitting next to my husband.
Without,
he put a ring on that.
Without any disrespect specifically to you, if you right now told me, Tim, tricked you, you believe that, that was actually a warthog, I'd say fair enough, you got me. Because again...
Wrong with me.
I'm gonna play them all in stereo and see.
Oh God! Turn it up.
Sounds like some tribal chant.
So yeah, I reckon my marriage license just arrived yesterday, yeah, but I reckon the divorce one's on the way.
Well, you can't stay at mine.
This is Tim and Jess.
Taylor Swift is the biggest name in the world. She obviously has sold out stadiums around the world. She played her biggest ever show at the MCG a couple of months ago. Jess, well, you were there.
I was there,
A lot of people head up the highway to see her at the
G. Nice of her to perform for me.
Taylor Swift is a very... Swift, I think, is the part of the name. Like, Taylor Swift is... Yeah. And it's a real name, I'm pretty sure, as well. So, like, it's a very... noticeable name, and that name, like if you met somebody named Taylor Swift that wasn't Taylor Swift, you'd be like, oh my God, your name's Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Like Taylor Swift. There's a guy over in the States who's about 30 years old. His name is also Taylor Swift.
Oh no.
And he says when he was about 15, because this is in the news at the moment, because he's kind of grown out of carrying that name.
Yeah.
Because initially it was a bit of a burden for him. So he said, when I was about 15, I think Taylor Swift might have been a little bit older. This is when she burst onto the scene in the late 2000s. And school became quite challenging.
Yeah.
Everyone would sing her songs to me. He said it took a while for me to understand what was going on. And then when he would change schools, everyone would get excited because Taylor Swift...
Oh, no.
...is coming to their school.
And then this bloke shows up.
Yeah, and he said it didn't help. He had like a Justin Bieber-style haircut.
Oh,
he had glasses.
No.
And he said initially he changed from Taylor Swift. He was like, his middle name was like John. He just went to TJ.
Yeah.
TJ. But unfortunately, just having the name Taylor Swift, when you're not the singer, superstar, Taylor Swift, he said it was quite challenging. But in the last few years, he said, I think he's a real estate agent now. He's like, it's actually really helpful because it stands out.
Yeah.
Because again, people go,
that's so true.
Is Taylor Swift doing an open house for us? What is going on? And what I thought, very unlikely that this is something that someone would call for. Do you have the same name as a celebrity?
We have done this before, Tim, when we were in South Australia.
Okay.
And there was a listener whose name was Caitlyn Jenner. And it was around the time that Caitlyn Jenner changed her name to Caitlyn Jenner.
Right.
And I remember that being a really big issue for this person.
Okay. Because, again, super unlikely. But I feel like if you did have a celebrity's name, it would create weird moments in your life with complete strangers. Like, surely across Geelong, there's someone with a name that's close enough to a celebrity.
Even a
name.
Character name. Like, it took my parents 15 years to realize they named my brother Peter Pan too.
Pantou. Yeah. That's your surname, P-A-N-T-O-U. Yeah. But it sounds like Pantou.
So he sounded like the sequel to Peter Pan.
I think the sequel's better. I forget that and then I remember it and I get happy all over again.
They knew what they were doing.
It's like my sister, Terminator 4.
Yeah.
I mean, super unlikely we're going to get a call. We'd just love to chat and how that's affected your life. Living in Geelong, having a celebrity's name, 52232955, give us a call because surely it's been a pain. I just can't imagine it being good.
Kim from Bell Post Hill has given us a call, Tim. Kim, what is your full name?
Kimberly Craig.
Kimberly Craig. Now, that doesn't stand out to me immediately.
Kim, do you want to explain to Tim what that name has brought you?
On the show Cass and Kim, Kim is married to Brett Craig and he's Kimberly Craig.
Wow, I
didn't know her surname.
No.
But Kim, has this like been a problem for you? Like, have people come up to
really
you?
It's not really a problem. But people like, Kim, look at me, look at me.
Because the name that I remember being...
to contact the show and be like, excuse me, can I get some merchandise or something sent to me? Like, using my name.
Because, Kim, what I hear out of that initially is you get the name that stands out to me from Kath and Kim is Kath...
Day night. Yeah.
And I was like, there's no way we're getting a Kath Day Night calling, but I didn't realise Kim's surname was Craig after she married Brett. So, that's funnier.
So is that your married name, Kim, or is that your maiden name?
I'm not married at all. Like, that's my name.
Kim Craig. Amazing.
Fantastic. I mean, thank you so much. This is... I think you'd probably get stopped in the street more than Taylor Swift if you saw that on someone's name badge, Kim. So we appreciate you getting in touch with the show. It's Tim and Jess and Kim Craig driving you home.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
The show's all thanks to the Gordon. TAFE, the smarter choice.
Tim, speaking of the Gordon, I went and checked out the campus for the first time last night.
Yep.
Had my first class. I'm studying to be a celebrant.
Yep, and we spoke about yesterday about how we think that anyone that chooses to study later in life.
Yeah.
Hats off to you because sounds like a heap of effort. It sounds like learning. It sounds like school again. I know that you yesterday, for some reason, I feel like we didn't touch on it. You were like, I'm worried I'm going to be the oldest in my class.
I was just nervous about going back to school because, you know, I am considered a mature age student now.
Yeah, but when I was thinking about who I've ever seen as celebrants, I was like, you might be the baby of the class by far.
I very
far.
Much was. It was me and one other that were under 40, I would say.
Yeah.
And then everyone else is probably 45 plus.
Because you know what you figure out when you start getting older? Love is beautiful.
Yeah.
Now you're young and you're like, love is new, love is sexy, love is exciting. It's not like wholesome yet.
Yeah.
So that's what you're going to be learning, I assume,
there was a lot of people there, Tim, ready to learn. Apparently, the celebrancy course is the second most popular course for the Gordon, which I learnt last night.
And divorce lawyers as it comes in a close second.
There was one bloke there that I swear I have to ask him, looks like Elvis. Like from the neck up, Elvis impersonator.
So you have to ask
to ask him if he's becoming a celebrant so he can marry people as Elvis. I don't know yet. I'll find out and I will let everyone know.
Thank God. I was gagging for
it. Right? There was a whole group of people there last night, though. We had, like, our induction, and our teacher, she's a celebrant herself, incredible, an amazing trainer, and she was really trying to prepare us.
Someone's trying. This is exactly what we spoke about yesterday, about you being the teacher's pet.
Already am.
I thought she's so amazing. You know, I just love what she's doing.
She was like, Jess, can you help me pass some things out around the class? Of course I can. Of course I can. No, right here. I'm willing. I'm able.
No wonder you had four friends in high school. So cool.
She was really trying to prepare us for this course because it is so much more paperwork than I thought. So much more. Like, I already knew that it was going to be a lot of paperwork, but it is a lot of paperwork. And she just kept saying, I understand if this feels overwhelming. Mm. There is a lot. It is a lot. A lot of people will find this very difficult.
I feel like she's really trying hard
to prepare us.
I feel like I overheard you saying that there's like a 30-day and you can get your money back.
Yes.
Like it's like, if this isn't for you, let us know now.
But the part that surprised me the most, Tim, because I'm going into this obviously because I want to become a marriage celebrant. I want to do weddings.
Well, you'd hope so. If you're looking to be a plumber, I'd say you picked the wrong course.
But the other thing that celebrants do is a little bit more grim. Funerals.
Yeah, we did mention this yesterday.
The first, 2 months of the course, very much focused on the funeral aspect.
But you have to, think of the person structuring the course.
Yeah.
You're not going to do all the lovey-dovey stuff. And the last 2 months, we actually do have to finish off with 2 months of funeral chat.
So
you got to start with that and then move on to the marriage.
Our first assignment is we have to research funeral homes and all the roles of people at the funeral home.
Well, a few months ago, I got confused. I misread a funeral sign. I thought it said bistro on it, but it said burials.
And
I was like, maybe funeral homes, that would be interesting if there was a bistro there.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned funeral homes, Tim, because apparently we get to do an excursion.
Oh, fun.
To the funeral home.
Do you need a permission slip? I'll sign it off.
I don't know if I want to go.
You have to.
Well, no, it's not compulsory, apparently, the excursion part at least. We have to do the work for the funeral, to prepare for, helping someone in if we wanted to do that kind of celebrancy, which I'm not sold on.
Yeah, but you got to remember, I think experiencing it is better because, say hypothetically a close friend or a family member comes to you and they're like, look, I know that you can do this and we really want someone we know to do it.
Mm.
And then you feel like, oh, I didn't go on the excursion, so I don't know if I can do it.
Do you really think I'd be the appropriate person to run a funeral?
Yeah, but I'm just saying in this hypothetical Marvel universe where Tony Stark never died and you're running a funeral, I think it's just good experience. It's life experience.
As the teacher's pet, of course I will be going to the excursion. I just want to be the favourite.
This attitude, I can't see why you wouldn't be.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Once a week, we honestly, this is like when you peel off the top bit of a sauce bottle, that clag stuff, so you can let it all out.
Yeah.
That's what this is all about,
this
Jess.
This is the clag.
The clag is finally coming out in the courtroom of Tim and Jess.
Tim and Jess. You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Court is in session. The way this works is if we're disagreeing on something, we'll bring it to the show, bring it specifically to the courtroom of Tim and Jess, then we'll get someone else to call up, first person to call through, and they become the judge.
Yeah.
Becomes law across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine.
And often, Tim, it is you versus me. Today, I got a message on our Instagram at the Tim and Jess Show. You can get in touch anytime. Someone has messaged through. I love how it starts. Are you ready for this? Tim and Jess, I've got one for that little courtroom of yours.
It is. That's fair enough. That's a fair description.
My best mate has gotten into a new relationship about 6 months ago, and I confronted her last week because she brings her boyfriend everywhere. Coffee, he's there. Dinners, he's there. Even just going for a walk, she never tells me he's coming, but he is always there. Can you bring your partner to everything with your mates?
Well, I know how you feel, I'm pretty sure.
What do you mean?
I think.
How do you think I feel?
Well, historically, one of the first questions you'll ask if I bring up, oh, we should do A, we should do B, we should do C, you'd be like,
can Akshay come?
And I'll go, oh, it's just a non-partners
thing. I do love bringing Akshay everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, if I was allowed to bring Akshay everywhere I could go, even to work, if he could sit here right now, I'd be so happy.
I just
put him in my little pocket.
Lucky me to be on the other side of that.
Like, he doesn't feel the same way.
He's having a huge fight. Thanks. I'm at work. It's going great. Now, I think, don't get me wrong, love my wife.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like your partner, they're not Pikachu. They're not your Pokemon. Yeah. They don't have to go with you
this
everywhere.
This would bother me in that, like, I always ask before I bring Akshay anywhere, right?
It's like you're bringing a support dog. It's like, you know, Spot poops on the ground, but I need him there. Otherwise, I'm going to feel anxious. Okay? That's the deal.
I'll always be like, oh, we're doing dinner. Cool. Are we bringing partners? No. All good. I'm coming alone.
It's totally fine. Right? You can't come. You know what? I'm actually busy. I don't want to go anymore.
It's the not asking for me.
I feel, but see, no disrespect. And how many times do I have to keep saying this on the show? No disrespect. Because
you say no disrespect before you ruin me. Yeah, go on, ruin me.
It's not a ruining, but I wouldn't put you above that. I feel like you would just, you'd just tag him along. Yep, come on, we're getting in the car. Where are we going? Doesn't matter. Come on.
Shut up.
Yep, get in the car.
Well, 52232955, we need a judge to have a ruling on this. Can you bring your partner to everything with your mates?
Yep, they just tag along.
You don't have to ask. You don't have to get permission.
I know it's tricky. Like, your partner might be literally one person in the friendship group. But there's instances where it isn't just that, right? It's like,
I think it also depends if your friends have partners as well. Because if everyone else is single and you're constantly bringing your partner along, that can get grating as well.
Find love. That's not my fault.
You're terrible.
Just saying. It's just a different point of view.
52232955. We need a judge to have the final say on this. Can you bring your partner to everything with your mate?
I envision you both, you and your husband.
Yeah.
You know those, like, really appropriate leashes that children have? Like, but you've got one on each other. So it's like, you can't leave him, he can't leave you.
Hey,
but you both want to be in control.
He goes places without me.
If you go there after.
Okay.
52232955. The way this works is the first person to call through, they are the judge. It becomes law across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine. So if you see anybody doing this across town, go up to them and say, hey, you're under arrest.
Well, let's find out what Judge Archie and his mum Melanie have to say today.
Co-judges, your honours, good afternoon.
Hello.
Oh, now Archie, apparently you have a very strong opinion in the courtroom of Tim and Jess. Can you please tell us?
Yes, you can bring your partner everywhere, just only for emotional support. And if you need some help with something, you can ask them. They could be a working calculator for you.
See, Tim, emotional support.
That could be the cutest thing I've ever heard in my life.
And also, maybe you could give them a hug for emotional support.
See, Archie, I agree. I need my husband for emotional support sometimes. Tim.
I also need my mum for emotional support sometimes too, and my mum also needs me for some emotional support sometimes too.
Yeah, a bit. Oh, no. Melanie, do you bring Archie with mates?
Yeah, I have to take him everywhere. I'm a single mum, and everybody knows that if I'm going somewhere, it's with him. He even tried to come to a hens night as well.
You don't want to go to one of those, Archie.
No.
You don't want to go to one of those.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, if you do, take your own curly straws. Archie, Melody, your honours, it seems pretty clear cut.
Yeah. You can bring your partner everywhere.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue. Your honours. Thank you very much.
This is Tim and Jess.
And if you are driving right now, I want you to consider, if however long you've been driving, whether you're driving up the highway, you're in town right now, just going up Moorabool Street, honk. We're here at the radio station. We'll probably be able to hear you through, you know, two walls of soundproofing, a couple of sheets of bulletproof glass, all those things. We'll definitely hear you. You might be heading out to Winch right now. However long you've had your license, if you had to take your test again tomorrow, do you think you'd pass?
No.
You don't think you'd pass?
I'm surprised I passed the first time.
Yeah, I agree. I wasn't there, but just being in the car with you. Like, literally, what did I send you yesterday? A memory from 8 years ago.
Yeah, of us driving. I think we'd picked up coffees for someone, and there was four coffees. I would like to say on your lap, but it was more like in your lap.
Yeah. It was just, it was so funny that you pulled over, I assume onto the curb, to take a photo of all the coffee just completely poured over me, because you must have just like did a brake check or done something.
I think
ridiculous.
I did a speed hump.
Just not slow down. That is one of the things I don't know if I address with you. Why don't you slow down for speed humps?
I don't know. It's fun. More fun that way.
I'm sure the suspension blast on off. Your car feels the same. There's the reason that I'm talking about like Victorian drivers at least. So apparently there's a push for older Victorian drivers to have medical checks at younger ages.
Oh.
To make sure that they're safe to be driving on the road. Because apparently drivers aged 75 and over are not tested in Victoria, while pretty much every other state except for WA and South Australia, there are other systems in place to monitor people as they get older.
Yeah.
Because mostly now it's like a decision that you make for yourself.
Yeah.
Like I have a couple of aunties, some grandparents, and at various stages they're like, driving's just not for me. And what I like about, personally, what I find fun about 75, so that's about 3 years away from my dad hitting that age. And if you went to him now and said, Peter, sorry, mate, you got to do another test. Every year you got to do another driver's test to show you're competent, and, you know, you're still willing, able to, like, if you have to evade, if you have to be smart, if you would, he would just, he is in that no
do you think
way to have the attitude to continue to do
we
that.
Could call your dad and tell him he has to do it this year. Tell him it was 70.
Well, no, he's a great driver.
No, but tell him he has to go and resit his test. I want to hear him hit the roof.
I don't know. What made me think about this is because obviously age and people like just slowing down in life, that's their hindrance, right? Mm. But something you said right at the start of this, I was like, that is exactly what I'd like to discuss. If next week, per se, I was to organise with a genuine driving instructor who grades 18-year-olds in Geelong, like at the Vic Roads here in town,
yeah.
Do you think you would be able to pass?
Okay, but like if I do it and I don't pass,
you're not going to lose your license from it. This will just be like we'll get it like private.
It'll be like,
organized.
Lol, jokes, yeah. Isn't that funny? And then we'll never speak of it again.
Yeah.
I don't think I could pass.
You don't think like
I'm scared?
But my issue is what we'd need them to almost be. I'll be like, hey, can you pick me and my mate Gary up?
Sure.
And then Gary is secretly someone from Vic Roads. Because
right.
Because your whole driving...
I'll put my best behaviour on.
Yeah, because you're a goody two-shoes. But I'm trying to figure out how we can catch you in the act.
No, but it's like those little silly road rules and stuff and like the parallel parking that would get me, you know?
What are the silly road rules that you don't like?
Do you indicate at a roundabout? I don't know.
No, you don't indicate. This isn't Queensland or this is South Australia.
But it's those silly little rules that I think would get me little demerits. I'm scared.
Well, I guess in the real world, you do have a lot of demerits.
I do not.
You don't have a lot of demerits.
I've got like four.
You had to sign a deal. You were on a good behaviour bond.
That was years ago.
And you were like, I promise I won't lose 12 again. I promise I won't do it.
Years ago. I was like 23 when that happened.
Okay. I don't even think in that time from then to now, in the 9 years, you would have got your points back. It seems.
I've got all my points back. Most of them.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.